Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly, mostly. Cloudy, cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly, mostly. Cloudy, cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly, mostly. Cloudy, cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear, clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear, clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny, sunny. 35 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny, sunny. 41 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny, sunny. 42 degrees.
Dan. Hey, morning, Jeff. How are you doing today? I didn't get home until 12:30 last night. I was up north trying to see what's broke.
Wow. Well, that makes for a long day on Friday. I'm sure you're probably kind of tired. I've been up since 3. We had a call for a truck fire this morning. We got done with that about in time to come home, shower, and back up to the station because that time of year, W4 Country is hosting, doing Firehouse Friday where they broadcast from various fire stations, and they kicked off this year's series at Milan. So it's just the morning show. And so I could kind of use an app here. Man, those pictures you sent, wow. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. There's a lot of damage up there.
For sure. Yeah, you were up an hour and 15 minutes before me then. So, sitting in my skin right now getting loaded. Got to go to Swords Creek. Hopefully that's it for the day. It's not too bad. But, are you on, what are you on over here?
Just spreading the love around. You know, it shows up as my mini node, but this is actually the, I am on the new 523 repeater. Of course, it's on a dummy load in the office here at arm's length from me, but I figured we'd toss the call out over here.
There you go. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds really good on this end, too. I'm quite pleased with it. Yeah, all I got to do is put that relay into to drive the fans. I'm going to put a time delay relay on it so that, once it keys up, it'll keep them going for, maybe a minute or so. That way when the repeater's up and down, during a net or a conversation, they stay spun up for a little bit.
Yeah, that would be a good thing, a minute or two. Yep, I think that would help. So. Yeah, it's a lot of trees down, a lot of power lines down, still a lot of people without power. Of course, the ice is all gone now, but the damage remains. The one repeater shed there is gone. Just, I can't imagine the ice chunks coming down. Crazy.
Oh, gosh, I know. That one picture looks like it might have been in 5/8 line that clearly got hit by some falling ice, man. That certainly put a kink in that. But, that and all the other roof damage stuff, that's the dog must have saw a squirrel or something outside. But, that's kind of crazy, the damage up there.
Saw an ant had to bark. Is it 3-inch or 4-inch? That might be 4-inch feed line. So that's big stuff. About the size of my leg.
Yeah, it looked like it was Heliax. On Amazon here looking at time delay relay modules here. I can get a 9-pack, 0 to 10 seconds. 10 seconds is a little short for $14. There we go. There's a four-pack of the ones that are a little nicer for $15. They're $16. Yeah, I'm going to get one of those.
Fire Ben out of the wise box.
Sorry, didn't quite follow you on that one.
I said, can't you have the controller control it? Controller relay?
Well, if it was a Raspberry Pi, you can use one of the aux IOs on, you know, a function to control that. But the Wise Box doesn't have aux IOs like that. So I'm just going to take, I'm going to order this pack of modules, and you know you can program the time out. Just take a line over to the PTT. That'll trigger it. And, you know, piece of cake, easy peasy. I've done it before.
Yeah, I've never had to cover off the white box. I don't know if there is inside or not. There may be. Pins in there, very well may be. You'll have to fire it off, and I would think you'd want to fire it off when the PTT drops. You know, because if you get a long-winded person talking for 3 minutes, something, I guess.
You know, the way it's going to work is as soon as the PTT keys, you know, the fans are going to spin up, and then you know whatever time delay I program it for, you know, after the PTT, after the last time it goes away, it'll drop out after that. So, you know, as long as you know, it's PTT asserted, or you know, or it keeps. You know, every time the PTT comes up, it'll reset the timer. You know, once you stop seeing PTTs, the timer will expire, and then it'll stop running.
There you go.
Yep, it says. Tomorrow, April 5th, estimated delivery. I got a four-pack of them. I got something else I want to use a timer module for it as well, so it works out. I'm just going to take and make that a part of the fan assembly so that all I got to do is just run a single trigger while you're over to the PTT.
Well, there you go. Ought to be just ducky.
Yep, yeah, this thing is going to be a vast improvement over the old MiCor. I'm very happy with how it tuned up and how it's playing. I'm also glad we're not doing it. Dragging it up there this weekend because, well, of course, the fan setup won't be ready. But, you know, looking at the forecast, yeah, tomorrow's going to be a soaker. Who wants to take and try and lug equipment in and out of the building and do that kind of stuff in the rain? Plus, you know, I'm hoping to take a look and maybe do a little inspection or potentially some changes on the antenna system as well. I mean, that certainly wouldn't happen tomorrow if we were up there.
They must have changed the forecast because I thought it was supposed to be decent all weekend.
Well, on the news yesterday morning, they were, of course, today is supposed to be a decent day, but I don't really look at the forecast today, but as of yesterday morning, they were showing up a soak or at least in this area tomorrow. Yeah, Saturday, 60% chance of rain. So looking at the forecast, yeah, it's supposed to rain tomorrow. And potential of snow and sleet overnight. Hooray. As long as Tuesday night, Wednesday morning don't look bad. So I'm helping out one more time with those V prime upgrades. Gonna be out out in Kent County, Grand Rapids area. We gotta be on site off Wednesday morning is 4 a.m.
It makes for an early morning.
Yep. So, I already booked my hotel out there. But yeah, the base early check out. Get you a couple hours worth of sleep before heading over to the tower site. I'm still not certain what site I'm assigned to. I just pinged the PM for that project to find out when the Google Meet to review the project is, because if he scheduled something, he forgot to invite me.
Maybe you're not needed.
Yeah, they got a lot of sites there. They definitely need the extra hands with this one.
Sounds like you be the man then.
Yep, as long as they don't give me one of the sites right in Grand Rapids, one of the city sites. Thanks, but no thanks. I'm not that familiar with that area. I told them I preferred a rural site. So we'll see what I wind up with. Now, so did you guys check out the Hackleberg site while you were up there? Or? Just curious.
Yeah, I did. The top mounted antenna, folded dipole is definitely folded, hanging on the feed line. I'll be back in a minute. I gotta go and get paperwork. Keep it up there.
Okay, Jeff, well, I'm gonna go back to doing whatever it is I do here, create the illusion I'm accomplishing something on a Friday. Keep it up there, WSTPD.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny, sunny. 45 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny, sunny. 49 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Showers. 49 degrees. Node 27339 connected to WAUM VHF.
The East Coast Reflector Youthnet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign and only your call sign to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and NetControl will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for accounts. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Showers. 48 degrees.
Good evening. This is Luca, KD2YHZ, located in Whitney Point, New York, and I'll be running the first portion of the East Coast Reflector you've met tonight. We just have the announcements. I have a couple of text check-ins already. We have Bob, KQAU, and Mike, K2CMT. All right. We have a couple more text check-ins coming in. I'll get them on the line in just a second. But I also ask for any youth stations out there who would like to check in. Please come now with your call signs twice as slowly. Youth station only, please.
And control, here is Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Yankee Alpha.
This is Tango Echo 0 with the Oscar Quebec.
KC0 WO2,
Travis in
Muscatine,
Iowa.
Kilowatt Echo 2 Echo Germany, Florida. Kilowatt Echo 2 Echo Germany, Florida.
Kilo Charlie 3 Yankee Whiskey Tango. Kilo Charlie 3 Yankee Whiskey Tango.
Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles. Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles Mobile.
All right, let's hold it up right there. Acknowledging two more text check-ins. We have OKF8DMO and Wesley KF8DMP. All right, we have Greg, KO4DYA, Travis, KE0WOQ, Ivan, KE2EGF, Giovanni, KC3YWT, and Kevin, KB2WGC, who is mobile, so we'll go to Kevin first. Kevin, tonight's question is, do you know anybody with autism? Kevin, over to you.
Good evening to the net, and my answer is negative.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Have a great evening and a great weekend. Let's go up to Greg, KO4TYA.
Net Control, good afternoon to you and everybody on frequency. Although my wife says I have a touch of it, I don't know anybody personally. Great question. Back to Net Control.
All right. Thank you, Greg. Have a great evening as well. Up next, we've got Travis, KE0WOQ.
KE0WOQ. I don't know anybody personally who has autism, but I've worked in the career field before in school district where I worked with some students who may or may not have.
All right. Thank you, Travis. Have a great weekend. Up next, Ivan, KE2EGF. How about you, Ivan?
All right. This is KE2EGF. Good evening to all on net. I do personally know a lot of people with autism. I do not have autism myself, though. This is KE2EGF. Back to Net Control, 73.
All right, thank you, Ivan. That's the first one for yes, but we'll see a couple more of those. Hopefully we do. Next, I've got Giovanni, KC3YWT.
KC31 WDT. I know of 5 or 6 people at my school that have autism. One of them is actually a really smart kid that has been trying to get into amateur radio, and I believe he'll be testing with us this month. Looking forward to that. Back in that control, this is KC31 WDT.
All right, thank you to Giovanni, and let's get some more juice in here. Another one's great. Let's go up to Mike, K2CMT from the text line. And Mike, do you know anybody with autism?
Think we got an open carrier. So give me a moment. Okay, thank you, Nick. Control stations. This is K2CMT, Mike, in DeBary, Florida. And I do know a couple of young people with autism. And I don't get to interact with them on a daily basis or anything, but I get to see them a couple of times a year. And they do quite well. And their education system is working for them at the moment. So back to Nick Control.
Thank you, Mike. And yeah, there's a lot of more awareness for autism now, which is really good. Thanks for checking in, Mike. And up next, let's go to Bob, KQAU.
Evening, Luca, and the rest of the YouthNet. I have a niece that has a toddler with autism. Everyone, good evening. KQAU, back to Net Control.
All right, thank you, Bob. Have a great evening. Up next, let's go to Cole, KSBDMO. Cole, KSBDMO, are you still with us? Okay, let's try Wesley, KFADMP. All right, not hearing anything. Let's go to Sal, who's also by the text line, W2FAL.
Good evening, everyone on the YouthNet. We chimed in before Derby Dan got hold of me. As far as the question goes, yes, I worked with several of them many years back at one of the local agencies up here in Buffalo. So with that, everyone have a great night, and we'll talk to you all later. W2SAO, back to Net Control. Thanks for everything you guys are doing.
All right, thank you, Sal. There's a couple more text check-ins, but I'll get to them in a second. But first, I'm going to ask for regular check-ins. New stations, please come now with your call signs twice and slowly.
This is KF0TQR, Kilo Foxtrot 0, Tango Quebec Romeo, KF0TQR. The name is Colin out of Norfolk, Nebraska. KF0TQR.
Kilo Foxtrot 6, Hotel Delta Juliet. Kilo Foxtrot 6, Hotel Delta Juliet.
Bravo Papa, Annette. In Twin Falls, Idaho.
Kilo, Golf, 4, Bravo, Uniform, Tango. Kilo, Golf, 4, Bravo, Uniform, Tango.
November Whiskey 4 Quebec, NW4Q.
Kilo, Charlie, 2, Kilo, Hotel, Tango, Henry, East Islip, Long Island, New York.
KF8DGE, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Golf, Echo.
Kilo, Echo 8, Sierra, Mike, November. K-E-A-S-M-N.
November 8, Quebec, Papa Foxtrot, N-H-Q-T-S.
Okay, let's hold it up right there. That last station, please come back to the call sign twice and slowly, please.
4 Golf. Alpha Kilo 4 Golf. AK4G, Jacksonville, Florida, Jim. Thank you.
All right, we got you, Jim, AK4G. We also have Jeff K8SMN, Nick KF8DGE, Henry KC2KHT. NW4Q, Jim, KG4BUT, Grayson, KK7YBB, Annette, KF6HDJ, Brent, KF0TQR, Colin, and from the text line, we have KC9TW, and at the top, we have Joe, KO4FRR. Let's go to Joe, and Joe, do you know anybody with autism?
Good evening. This is Joe, KF4FRR. Good job, guys, on the TechNet test, on the event tonight. My answer would be yes. Back to net control.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Have a great evening. Up next, I've got Jeff, KC9TEW.
Ah, good evening. No, I don't really know anybody with autism. I have a friend, actually she was a professor when I was in school. Her son does it, but I don't know those people well. So you say if you want yes or no, but I say no. Back to you, Nat. You guys are doing a great job. KC9TEW is clear.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. And I think we're going to be counting people that you personally know and would interact with on about weekly or monthly basis. Up next, let's go to Colin, KF0DQR.
Thank you very much for putting me in the net. I do appreciate it. Every day I don't know anybody with autism. I went to high school with a couple folks that had it, but other than that, no, I don't really know anybody personally that I work with on a day-to-day basis. So, anyway, I'll hand it back to the net. This is KF0TQR. Have a great rest of your night.
All right. Thank you, Colin. Have a great evening. Up next, I've got Brent, KF6HDJ.
Well, good evening, everybody on the Usenet. Always a pleasure to check in. And, yes, I do know someone with autism. Back to net control. KF6HDJ.
All right. Thank you, Brent. Up next, I've got Annette, KK7YBB.
This is Kilo 7, Yankee Bravo Papa, and my answer would be no, I do not.
Thank you, Annette, for checking in. Have a great weekend. Up next, I've got Grayson, AG4BU.
All right, thank you, Grayson. And we'll be hearing from you in just a couple minutes. She'll be net controlling. Up next, I got Jim and W4Q.
Good evening. My answer is yes.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Have a great weekend. Up next, we've got Henry KC2KHT.
Yes, good evening to the net, and you're doing a great job. This is KC2KHT, Henry, East Islip, Long Island, New York. And the answer to the question is yes, I do. I have several of them. There's several friends of mine who do have different versions of the spectrum. Net KC2KHT out.
All right. Thank you, Henry. Have a great weekend. We got you down for yes. Up next, I've got Nick KFADG.
KUGE, third-party traffic.
Yes, me, my sister, and my mom.
And a third-party traffic, back to net control, KSADGE.
KF6ACJ.
All right, thank you, Nick. And thank you for third-party traffic. We always appreciate it. Up next, we got Jeff, KESMN.
Good evening to everyone on the Usenet. This is KESMN. Answer to tonight's question is yes. KESMN, back to that.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Have a great weekend. Up next, I've got Jim, AK4G.
No, me personally, I don't know anybody who has autism, but to be honest with you, I'm kind of surprised by the answers. Like over 50% of the people checking in know somebody. So just a random sampling, I wouldn't have thought that the percentages would be that high. So it's got me intrigued in learning more about the process. I guess you call it the diseases of autism. Anyway, love the net, and everybody have a super fantastic weekend. 7-3 to all from AK4G.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Up next, I've got a couple text check-ins, but it's my turn to pass it off to Ivan, who'll be taking over, so he'll take it right up with Randy, W2RBC. Ivan, you can take it away. This is KD2YHZ, Luca, Whitney Point, 7-3s.
All right. Good evening to everyone on that. This is Ivan, KEGF. I think everyone's coming onto the net tonight. We have three text check-ins to start off with. We have W2RBC, Randy in West Seneca, New York, K8BYE in Blaisdell, New York, KQ4ORK in Barrie, Apopka. I think that's how you pronounce it, Apopka, Florida. All right, these three were all from the text line, so I'm going to pass it on down to W2RBC, Randy in West Seneca, New York. The question of the night is, do you know anybody with autism?
anyone with autism. Great job, guys. Back to net control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
All right, 73 is you, Randy, and now we're going to fast time down to KA8BYU. Roy in Blaisdell, New York.
Good evening, everybody on the internet. KA8BYU. Yes, actually, I do. It's a relative. Back to you.
All right, 73 is you, Roy. Now we're going to pass on down to KQ4ORK, Barry in Apopka, Florida. I really hope I pronounced that right. KQ4ORK, are you still with us? KQ4ORK, this is KE2EGF. You were cut off there when you came in. It sounds like you were delayed when you teed up, so do me a favor, and when you're teeing up, try to wait for about 1 second before you start talking. KQ4ORK, this is KE2EGF. I'm going to pass on down to you. KQ4ORK, are you still here before we move on? All right, nothing heard. All right, this is K2EGF. We're going to be taking in more check-ins. Anybody that wants to check in to tonight's Usenet, please come now.
This is Victor Echo 3, Mike Papa Hotel. Victor Echo 3, Mike Papa Hotel, VE 3 miles per hour, John in Windsor, Ontario.
This is November 8, Quebec, Papa Foxtrot. Thank you.
November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo. November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo.
Delta 2, Golf Golf November, that's KD2GGN. Name here is Brian, and I'm from Buffalo, New York.
This is
Echo 4, Victor Kilo Lima from Frisco, Texas. This is Seth, SET8, Sierra Echo Tango Hotel.
NQVNM. November 2, Victor, November Mike, David in Peru.
Alright, this is K3GS. We had N2NF, base of the station, and it just was the NAP station, and then we have KE8ETH. Alright, first we're going to pass on down to VE3MPH, John in Windsor, Ontario, Florida, and I would like to acknowledge one more station, KT4ORK, Barry in Apopka, Florida. Read a text line. Wait, hold on. Yeah, my bad. I remember now. We missed him last time. All right, VE3MPH, John in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Please take an L.
Yeah, thank you very much. Answer to the question, yes, I actually know three people that have autism. And it's good to hear the young ones out here running a net. Thank you very much, and back to Net Control, VE3MPH, Windsor, Ontario.
Sorry, sorry to you, John. Now we're going to pass on down to N2VNM, David in Peru, New York.
Very good, Ivan. I've known a few people with autism, and very nice people. I see him out and about, and which is great. So with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. It's a good net. You guys have fun. This is N2VNM. Back to Net Control.
All right, 73, Roger. Now we're, David. Hold on, I'm getting the long names in my log here. Now we're going to send down to N4RHE. Roger in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Good evening, Ivan. Sound good? November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo. I know April is Autism Acceptance Month, and with the increase in recent years to 1 in 36 children, makes me question parameters. However, I cannot definitively declare with certainty that I know anyone personally. I would like to thank Kilo Kilo 7, Yankee Bravo Papa, for the unique QSL card. November 4, Roger M. Enthusiast, return to net.
Sorry, I got stuck on the CW tone there. We're going to pass on down to K4PJM, Perry in Leesburg, Florida.
Yes, good evening to the net. This is K4PJM. Yes, I actually have several family members that are part of the spectrum, and they're some of the sweetest and actually smartest people I probably had a chance to encounter and be related to. So it's been great. And good job here with the net. K4PJM, out. Back to the net.
Alright, 73 to you, Perry. Now we're going to put them down to KQ4GLY. Chris in Parrish, Florida.
Good evening, Ivan, everyone on the net. The answer to the question is yes. Back to you.
Alright, 73 to you, Chris. Now we're going to send down to KD2GGN. Brian in Sloan, New York.
Hello, Yeah, sorry about that. I've been hearing about autism. It's like, yeah, I actually personally had an actual experience with that one time. My friend had that, and it's, you know, it's difficult, but I'm not really too familiar with this net, and hopefully I'm not saying nothing wrong, but I appreciate you guys letting me come on, and yeah, I was just giving my dad a little bit of what Hammer was all about. I won't keep you long. 73s.
All right, Brian. Yeah, you're welcome on this net anytime. 73 to you. Northwest High Diamond, W2KJV. Tony in Homestead, Florida. The question of the night is, do you know anybody with autism?
Well, good evening, Ivan. You're doing a fantastic job tonight. Yes, we know five people with autism, a few family members, and some other acquaintances. Back to you. Have a great night. 73L, W2KJV.
All right, 73, see you, Tony. Northwest, KEHETH. Charles in Mayville, Michigan. KEHETH, or a station that has a call sign close to KEHETH. Can you please come out?
November 5, Lima Yankee Sierra out of Pasadena, Texas, checking in.
All right, the station that just checked in, we didn't quite get your call sign. Can you please come again?
Lima Sierra out of Pasadena, Texas, checking in.
All right, now I'm going to send down to N2BH, Bill and Palmyra in Palmyra, New York, via text line.
Good evening, Ivan and everybody else. Yes, I do. I know a few people. I hope everybody has a good weekend, N2BH.
All right, 73 to you, Bill. Always nice hearing you on the net. Now we're going to pass on down to KE2EDS. Mark in Elma, New York.
Ivan, you guys are doing a great job. Great job. And as far as the answer to the question, yes, I know a few people that are autistic, including a nephew. Have a great day, a great weekend, and again, keep up the good work. KE2EDS, clear.
All right, 73 to you, Mark. Now we're going to take more check-ins here. I would like to say that a lot of people are not holding down their mics and then they get cut off when you're working on East Coast Reflector, since you're all linked up to many different stations. Please hold your microphone down for about half a second to 1 second before you start transmitting, or else you will get cut off and we will not hear you. All right, this is K2EGF. The question of the night is, do you know anybody with autism? Let's take more check-ins. Please come now.
This is November, Quebec, Papa Foxtrot, N-A-Q-P-S.
This is KT3FGD, Kilo Charlie 3, Foxtrot Golf Delta.
KT4ORK, Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Romeo Kilo, recheck.
Charlie 3, Yankee Whiskey Tango, third party. Kilo Charlie 3, Yankee Whiskey Tango, third party. Alright, this is T2EGF, acknowledging five stations. We had N5QPL. I'm not sure if there was the call sign, but hopefully we got that right. I heard N5QPL and N8QPL. Couldn't really tell which call was. Next we have Sydney ARC, Ron at Sydney Center, New York. KQ3FGD, Ray in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. KQ4ORK, Barry in Apopka, Florida, rechecking in. And KQ3YWT as a third party. All right, the N?QPL station, can you please come now?
Hey, good evening, everyone on this wonderful net. Yes, I knew too, and their parents are good friends of ours. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Back to net control.
Okay, Barry, in Apopka, Florida. Please come now.
Rolling everybody on the net tonight. Thanks for picking me up again. Somehow my tone got turned off when you I tried to hit the repeater earlier. I do know quite a few people in the autism spectrum over the years, and a pleasure to know them. Also a pleasure to be checking in to the Usenet. Y'all are doing a great job. Thanks for picking me up. 73, back to net control. KQ4ORK.
Alright, 73 CU Barry. Now we're passing down to KC3YW28 as a third party. Please come now.
Five, Lima Yankee Sierra out of Pasadena, Texas. Checking in.
KC3YW28, third party, back to net control. Alright, 73 is you. It's always nice to see you on these nets. Hopefully you can get your ham license soon. Alright, this is K3GF. I'm going to pass on down to Grayson at KD4BUT. Sorry I'm 2 minutes late, but, yeah. 73 is all on the net. This is K3GF. Clear.
Audio's real low. You have to get closer to your mic. You can barely hear anything that you said. Victor Echo 3, Mike Papa Hotel.
This is Grayson, KG4BUT. I'll be in net control operator for the rest of the Usenet tonight. Before we get started, let's get some full call signs for tonight's Usenet.
Kilo, Kilo, 7, Zulu, Sierra Hotel, KK7ESH.
Kilo, 4, Kilo, Uniform, K4KU.
Echo 2, Charlie X-ray, Quebec, KE2, SQ.
KK7, OGC, Kilo, Kilo 7, Oscar Golf, Charlie.
ESA, Jason from Milwaukee, Oregon, has K4, KU, Jason from Atlanta, Georgia, has KE2, Stanley, but K2ECQ, Tom from New Jersey, of KK7OGC, Fred from Reno, Nevada. Let's go to the top of the list to Jason, KK7ZS8.
Good evening to all on the net. Wonderful day so far. I don't personally know anybody on the autism spectrum at this point, but I have known a few, more than a couple in high school, but that's been a little while ago. 73 to all. Thanks for doing the net, Grayson. KK7, ZSH. I do not currently know anybody with autism. I knew a few in high school, but that's been a while ago. 73 to all. Thanks for doing the net. KK7ZSH.
Alrighty. 73 to Jason. Next up, KE2ECQ. Tom from Villain, New Jersey.
New York, and yes, I know some people with autism, and they're very nice and very great people. Back to the net, you're doing a good job here.
Alrighty, 732 Dawn. Next up, KK7OGC.
KK7OGC, Fred and Reno, good evening to everyone on the net. Your voice is, like, really soft. It's hard to hear. Anyway, yes, I do. I'll keep it short and sweet. KK7OGC, 73's all.
Alrighty, 732 Fred. Next up, I need more seconds. It's nice, Chief Nut.
WB2JPQ. WB2JPQ.
Charlie, ZZX.
KD2VNU. KD2VNU.
Lima Yankee Sierra. November 5, Lima, Yankee Sierra.
Alrighty, let's hold it up now. I have Dick, WBTJPQ, Bobby Dan, KD2VNU, Greg, N5LYS, and I have Delo, KC5CZX. Let's get to the top of this list to WBTJPQ, Dick.
Well, good evening, and how's my little buddy tonight? Yes, I do. I do know somebody very well that has autism. Thank you. Have a good night. This is WB2JPQ.
you, Dobby Dan from Dobby, New York.
Good evening, Grace, and good evening to the rest of the net. Yes, I know several people that are autism spectrum. Doing a great job, guys. Talk to you later. KD2 VNU.
Alrighty, 73C Dan. Next up, N5LYS, Greg.
KD2LX. Kilo Echo 2, Foxtrot Lima, Echo.
Well, good evening, Grayson, and the rest of the net. No, I don't know anybody in the autistic realm. Back to you, KC5CZX.
Kilo, India 5, Mike Lima Romeo, KI5, MLR.
Alpha Golf 6, Sierra X-ray, Alpha Golf 6, Sierra X-ray.
N1 CBM.
Hello to everybody on the net, and thanks for having me. Yes, I do. I have a niece, and I just saw her at the Montgomery County Fair just now. I'm on my way back from there. KI5 MLR, back to net control.
Alrighty, 73CJD. Next up, AG6SX, 8th Central Oregon.
Alpha Golf 6, Sierra X-ray. Hello to everyone on the net. I can really hardly hear you. I'm a station driving down the highway here in Oregon, and I can't hear you too well because I'm old and deaf. But nevertheless, 7-3 to everyone on the net, and I don't really know of anyone that has autism or anything like that, but 7-3 to everyone on the net, and thank you for having me.
Hello, Grayson, and everybody else on the net. Good evening. I do have a family member with a certain level of autism, and I have a good friend who's also autism, who has a little bit of autism, too. Great people, by the way. You're doing great, Jason. Grayson, and everybody else in 1CBM. Back to net. This is K4KU, Kilo 4, Kilo Uniform.
Alrighty, let's go up now. I have K4KU, Jason from Atlanta, Georgia. I have K2YZ, Luca from Whitney Point, New York. Let's go to the top of this list to Jason, K4KU.
Hey, thanks, Grayson. There were two Jasons back-to-back earlier, so I think you missed me. But, yeah, thanks for getting to me. I appreciate you doing the net. You're doing a great job. And, yes, I do know people with autism. I used to work in the cybersecurity business, and folks with autism make really great cybersecurity engineers. So I knew quite a few people that had autism and were excellent engineers. Anyway, this is K4KU.
back to Net Control. Have a great night.
Thank you, Grayson. This is Luca, KD2YH7. And I know a couple people. Some people go to a church and co-op, and then a cousin who's autistic. That's it for me. We have a 51 check-ins, I think. A lot of check-ins. Thank you for checking in. Thank you, Grayson, for running this net. KD2YH7,
73. Alrighty, 73 Luca. Next up, we'll get some more check-ins for tonight's youth net.
FLX, Kilo Echo 2, Foxtrot, Lima, FA.
I have one call sign, KE2FLX, call from Buffalo, New York. I think no scratch that. I just got another call sign from the text check-in. Mind you, the text check-in is 317-41, hold up one second, let me try to find it. I think it was 317-416-9050. Yeah, that was it. Hold up. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, 317-416-9050. That is the test circuit for anybody who is curious. KO4 CSI, Andy from Norfolk, New Hampshire. Let's go to the top of this to KQFLX call.
Oh, I was not paying attention there, Grayson, but I appreciate you having me quick there. The autism. I do not, actually. I think it is national awareness or whatever, but as far as the autism, no, I don't personally know anybody that is. I'm going to have to think about that one. I kind of come in here very last minute there, so I'm
struggling
with my answer, but had to think on the fly there. So, Grayson doing a good job. But not a problem. I will go ahead and rattle off the number. It is 716-317-9050.
Good evening. 21 hours. Showers. 46 degrees.
Oh, shoot, Grayson, did I talk out of order? I'm sorry. Maybe I was doubling there. You didn't get my answer? No, I do not. I don't know anybody with autism there. Doing a good job there. This is KF0CSI.
Alrighty, 732 Andy, and with that will conclude YouthNet. We have had a total of 55 net check-ins, and the most common answer was yes, 33, compared to no, it had 14, that is a 70 to a 29. And with that, this is Grayson, Kilo Golf 4, Bravo Uniform Tango, returning the East Coast Reflector to normal operations, 73.
Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee November. I think I might have got in too late right there, but this is Joe in Georgia.
To go ahead and answer your question, Grayson, yes, I know several people that have autism or autistic. Very smart, but anyway, this is Kilo Quebec 4, that's KQ4YYN in Georgia. Thank you. Yes, it's KQ4YYN, Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee November.
I have the both controllers tonight, KU2FLX. I've just got the license, but I've been listening for a bunch of years. You couldn't tell if Luca was male or female, but KU2FLX.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening, 22 hours. Showers 45 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Showers 43 degrees.